נתחיל. בוקר טוב, זין באב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש. So, continuing with different body parts and what a person should do, how a person's face or different senses should should act towards other people. So he says as follows. Yeah. Hashmini, number 8. Piv lo yotzi ela tova. So last thing we spoke of was the face. Now we're going to speak of the mouth. Piv lo yotzi ela tova, ugzerat amarav, Torah, vafakat ratzon tov, tamid. Which means, the mouth should only speak good things. What is good things? He says, Torah, speaking nice words. Velo yotzi mipiv davar megune, velo kelala, velo rogez v'chaas kelal. Person should never, I mean, never is a long time, but a person should always try to prevent his mouth from speaking anything inappropriate, which is nivul peh, any curse, any exhibiting anger. Velo dvarim betelim. Also, another big thing is dvarim betelim, idle chant, especially if it's on account of Talmud Torah. Bitul Torah, ze, you know, a person who kula mafsik mi Talmudo, right? The Gemara says, Masechet Chagiga, that if a person learns Torah and he stops, especially bitul Torah, so he says like this. V'yeh domeh le'oto ha'peh ha'ilyon she'eno nistam kelal ve'lo yimna atov tamid. It should resemble the celestial mouth, kavyachol, obviously, en lo guver no demutaguv. But just kedeh lesaber et ha'ozen, for us to understand, the mouth should also be like, a person's mouth should be like the mouth in heaven, which always speaks good things and never gets sealed from speaking bad, and never speaks bad things and never sealed from speaking good things. Velachen tzarich shelo yecheshe miledaber tova al hakol. A person should always speak good, should speak well and nicely about everybody. Ulotzi mipiv tova uvracha tamid. Even for people lecha'ora, that there's not too much good to say about them. So, you know, first of all, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything. Number two, there's good about every Jew. There's something good to say about every Jew, every Eno Yehudi, right? There's something good to say about everybody. Ki betzelem Elohim bara otam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everybody with a tzelem Elohim. Everybody has a nekudat or in them. So a person has to find that. Now, yeah, what would Rabbi Levi Yitzchak do? Yeah. Badai, Ha'adam. Ha'adam. All people are betzelem Elohim. That's why there's a chovah. This is what the Ramak said before, that a person's not allowed to be mevazeh. He says, any of the beruim, including an am yehudim, any of the, right, domeim, chai, tzomeach, medaber, everything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created, it's kavyachol, because if a person is mezanzel in any of the creations of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kavyachol, who is he being mezanzel? Oh. Yeah. Anyway. What do you mean? No, well, there's nothing wrong with the lettuce. There's, and even the bugs in the lettuce. The bugs in the lettuce are wonderful. They're creations of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You just can't eat them. Yeah. Avan. Right, by the way, if you look in biology stuff and stuff like that, you see bugs have tremendous amount of to'enet la'olam. Tremendous things. In the ecosystem, and it's a whole, it's a big, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a tremendous world out there. So, and he ends off, Hare elu shmona midot tovot. We spoke about 8 applications of a way a person with the forehead and with the different body parts how a person should act, and they're all under the banner of anava. And anava represents what? Anava is represents the midah of keter. Shekulan lemala b'keter ba'evarim ha'alyonim uva'et shiyirtzeh ha'adam litkarev lemala lidamot elav liftoach mekorotav elatachtonim tzarech shishtalem b'shne perakim alanu. Which means, when a person wants to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to open the pipelines of Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the highest midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, was what? Was the Keter. In order to open that, it's very easy to be, to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just focus on these 2 prakim, on these things, being the anavat tamid, always being nice with, respect and dignity towards other people. But he says, Omnam yadanu she'e efshar litnaeg be'elu amidot tamid. A person cannot use these midot all the time. Hence, by the way, the Orchot Tzadikim writes in Hagdama, the reason why we call character traits midot, measurements, why do we call them that? Because a person cannot act with one specific midah all the time. It doesn't work. Just like a measure, sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. The point is that when a person has midot, lakol zeman va'et tachat hashamayim, everything has a time and place. So he says, the Ramak says the same thing. Mipenei sheyesh midot acherot she'adam tzarich lishtalem bahem, ve'en me'agvurot ha'tachtonot kasher neva'er. There are certain times that a person cannot always act with anava and chesed. Sometimes a person has to also act with gvurot, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu acts, there's a combination of midot that a Kadosh Baruch Hu acts with, and not always, it's a bunch of different midot at the same time, but not always is it the same thing. So too, a person cannot act with the same midah all the time. Sometimes you have to act with gvurot. Now again, not gvurot kashot. Gvurot is din, you know, the attribute of judgment. Aval, but he says, look, listen to this. Aval yesh yamim yeduim she'en hagvurot po'alot ve'en b'nei adam tzrichim aleihim lefi she'haketer sholet b'hem. There are certain days of the week and of the year that there is no gvura, there's no din on those days at all, and those days are only filled with keter. And the keter is what? Chesed, rachamim, ve'anava. That's what the keter is all about. What are these days that a person should stay away completely from all sorts of din and kas and kapdanut? What are those days? He says, on those days that it's inappropriate to act with midat adin, a person has to use only midat haketer, only chesed and rachamim and ratzon tov and anava. Omnam she'ar midot aymeyot she'en tzorech avoda b'sha'atan en aitata lishtamesh bahen mipnei she'or haketer mevatelan v'chach hu lo yishtamesh be'otan midot hakashot. There are certain days, just like there's no din on those days, because the light of the keter nullifies that din, so too a person shouldn't act with din on these days. What are these days? Kegon, b'shabbat, sha'olam mitmatek besod oneg, ve'en danin b'shabbat. On Shabbat, there's no din whatsoever. Only chesed v'rachamim, only keter. Az yishtamesh b'midot elu kulan kede liftoach ha'mekorot ha'alyonim. Just like in olam hazeh, Bet Din doesn't convene on Shabbat. You know that. Al pi derech hapshat. That's the last Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat. Coming right up. Is that Hashem? Siyum Masechet Shabbat. 2 weeks. Is that a little bit less than 2 weeks? Is that Hashem? Yeah? Shah tova mutzlacha. So, aval, mikol makom. It's a very scary thought, I'll tell you. I don't know if you, most of you probably were not zochet to know him personally. I was. There's a tremendous, one of the many, you know, wonderful neshamot and gedolei Torah that passed away during the coronavirus was the governor of Aaron Wolkin, Zecher Tzadik Vracha. I don't know if you heard of him. He was a major, major, major marbitz Torah, huge marbitz Torah, gaon gadol. He grew up in Queens. He taught in my father-in-law's yeshiva for many, many years. Had thousands of talmidim, moved to Lakewood, got more talmidim, big talmid chacham, passed away very young. Mamash, I don't think he was even 50 yet. Mamash passed away very young skin. Alav Shalom. So he, when we had the, if you were at the Siyam, you got there? Yeah, so that was Rabbi Wolkin, Alav Shalom. So he was the one who made the Siyam on Barachot, and then I did the Hatchala on Shabbat. So he said over there, he said, I relive it every time, because he said, he got so emotional. He was a very emotional person. I don't know if you realized over there, but he was very emotional, and he was so happy to see Shabbat Shemo. See, look how many Jews, whether you're learning Daf Yomi or you're not, but everybody comes to celebrate together and, you know, for the Torah Kedoshah. And he said, Be'ezat Hashem, I'll see you by the next Siyum of Masechet Shabbat. He said, I'll see you in a few months for the Siyum of Masechet Shabbat. That's what he said. Achshav u'kvar einenu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea lema u'itkaven, but whatever it is, it's a very, life is very fickle. You know, if a person spends too much of his energy on dinim, I read an interesting quote yesterday. Somebody said, I don't remember who it was from. You only have a prescribed amount of emotional energy per day. Every single person has X amount of emotional energy per day. You got to pick your battles. You have to pick where you want to spend that emotional energy. You see people all day long, you know, I'll give you mashal. People all day long, they go, and everywhere they go, things irk them. Things bother them. You know people like that? Everywhere they go, things bother them. It's mamash atzbani. It doesn't matter. Sakana. Sakanat nefashot. Tzarech bezehirut nefog. Yeah. There's a, you have to, if you know who that is, and it's a chalitet no musa. גם לאט לאט, סכנת נפשות. Anyway, אבל, מכל מקום, the a person who gets angry all the time, angry and annoyed, whatever, so he's constantly spending his emotional energy. And then the things that he really needs to spend it on, his wife and children and his Torah and other things of you know, Yahadut, he's already spent. And then he gets home, his wife wants to talk to him, he's tired, doesn't have patience. He doesn't have the energy anymore. His kids want to spend time with him, he doesn't have the energy. Why? Because he spent his energy on shtuyot. Not to also, right? Leave it. Not everything has to... You know what? There's plenty of things in life that rub all of us the wrong way. There's only so much you can change. And if you try, there's people who spend their lives trying to change the world and they get nowhere. Can't change the world. Doesn't work. Try to change yourself, Zil. Don't let things bother you, right? I used to have a Rebbe who said, you have to be like Teflon. You have to have a Teflon coat. You know what's Teflon? Non-stick. Klum. Like elephant skin. Boom. Right off. Things bother you. There's things that bother me very much. By the way, it's with the age. You grow up, hopefully, as you mature, less and less and less things are supposed to bother you. If you grow up and you find more things bothering you about life, that's a bad sign. Huh? That's a bad thing. As a person grows up, as a person matures, he's supposed to mellow. He's supposed to mellow, he's supposed to relax. Until a certain age. When people get older, sometimes you see people getting to an old age, then they get nervous again. That's why the Rambam, Tzmaran, Sanhedrin, the Rambam brings down that a person is nifsal from serving on the Sanhedrin from the age of 80. Because then they get very makpidim again. Aval, mikol makom, this is what he's saying. Like on Shabbat, you're not supposed to use any dinim. She'ilu echavin bechavenotei leorot haketer bitfilotav ufaol bifaulotav behefech he'ach yiftach mekom haketer v'areu docheu mamash b'ma'asav. He says on Shabbat, everything's onik Shabbat, and chesed and rachamim b'tfilot. He says, what are you trying to do with your tfilot? What do you think your tfilot do on Shabbat? What do? They open gates of mercy, brings down shefa, right? Like Rabbeinu Shlomo El Kabetz writes in L'Chadodi. It says, lechu v'nilcha, likrat Shabbat lechu v'nilcha, ki hi mekor ha-beracha. Shabbat serves as the makor ha-beracha for the whole week. So we try with our tfilot to open up the gates of mercy. But he says, if a person's praying and being mit'aneg b'Shabbat and asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, but then with his actions are contrary to heavenly mercy, he acts b'kabdanut. Person should not, the Zohar HaKadosh writes that, kind of twist on the pasuk, lo tevaru esh b'chol moshu b'tuchim b'yom Shabbat, esh says that the Zohar HaKadosh is also a reference to anger. Person not allowed to get angry on Shabbat. A person needs to be relaxed. Ne'en olam haba, just like in olam haba, there's no anger, there's no, there's no being upset or annoyance. On Shabbat Kodesh, person has to be bedil v'yavor. Mamash kacha. I had a friend who once told me, and he's right. He says, Bezat Hashem, when you have children, you'll understand more. Bezat Hashem, it said like this. Bedil v'yavor, like, let things go. Bedil v'yavor is, it's a play on words. It's from Slichot. But the point means just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'avir al midotav, waits for us to do teshuvah. The same thing, we should do the same, we should act the same way to people. Now listen to this. You know, when you have children, you realize how long Are your children with you at home until they fly the coop? How long, right? If it's girls, maybe a little bit longer. Boys, until they go, they grow up, they have the high school, then they have yeshiva, and then they're already home less and less and less. Girls, they get married in Yodama, 18, 19, 20. Let's say, average between, they're home with you, your children, you raise them from 18 to 20. Yeah? How many of those 18 to 20 years do you have Shabbatot? There's 52 Shabbatot a year. Right, with a few, with Yamim Tovim, vizeh. How many of them, if you pay attention, Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim are the days that are most apropos to give over, to be moser, to transmit our masoret, emunan bitachon, and the gadlut habore to the children? How many times do parents waste Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim when everybody's at the table and chastising them and giving them musar and getting upset? The clock is ticking. The children are going to fly the coop. You want them, by the time a child leaves home, you want them to leave with a sense of fulfillment in Yahadut, fulfillment in their Judaism, in their Yiddishkeit, in their religiosity. You have to fill that kid. The clock is ticking. There's no time. Yeah, okay, there's a time and place for everything, for discipline and whatever. Aval, mikol makom, people spend too much time. People have these fantasies when they get married that they're going to, you know, their spouse is going to be, you know, an Yodama from some sort of movie. And then the children are going to, they have this, like, I've spoken to people like this. They're going to line up by Kiddush, right? And all the children at Kiddush, they're going to come. And everyone, right, Shalom Aleh, right, like in like a choir. And then by Kiddush, all the children are going to stand at attention and listen, right? Rafael, you know people with those fantasies?
Yeah, me.
Aval, that's good. Those fantasies are good for Hollywood. Ba'olam hazeh, it doesn't work like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, especially... I've been in situations, I only have girls, but I've seen situations where there's households full of boys and there's, you know, footballs flying during Kiddush and tackles and then, you try your best, but you say, it's not, Shabbat is not a time for Ka'a, Shabbatot, V'yamim Tovim, you know, whatever, B'dil V'yavor, and you teach them and you love them. You only have a certain amount of time, you only have a certain amount of emotional energy to spend. Don't waste it. It's wasted time, Amash, and time is something. Time is the most precious commodity in this world because you can never turn back the clock. A person has to use the time, speak to the children. B'divrei Torah, some people use the Shabbat table. They eat and they go to sleep and they talk about politics and shtiot. You crazy? Say divrei Torah, say divrei Musar, say words of chizuk and emunah bitachon. You got to fill the kid because otherwise, eventually, girls never really leave the house. That's that everybody knows. They leave, but they don't really. They, you know, they... When a boy leaves the house, he's gone. Zil. But when a girl leaves the house, it's Ya'ani, right? They got married, but they still, you know, their home away from home is their mom's house, right? Everything, you'll see when you get married, everything revolves around, you know, the center of the solar system is their mother's house. That's the center of the soul. Everything else is only relative to their mother's house. That's the way it works. Yeah? Matase, it's in Italy. Matase.
It's an expensive trip back home.
Yeah. So, aval, mikol makom. Person has to understand, you only have a certain amount of time. You have to be mashpia. Chinuch ha'iladim is so important. Why would people spend it on getting angry and being makpid and sending the kids to the... Yeah, okay. Lakol zeman va'ayit. I'm not saying. Aval... Use it wisely. Tell them words of Torah. A Shabbat table devoid of Divrei Torah and Shira Shabbat is not, it's not a Shabbat table. It's a Friday night dinner and Saturday morning at Pete's Diner. That's if you don't have Divrei Torah, zeh mah she'osim. Zeh mah she'osim. That's a chaval. Person should sit down and speak to them words of Torah. It's the highlight of my week. I'm telling you, my children, sit down, tell them Divrei Torah, speak about Parashat HaShavua. Speak about Gadlut HaBore. You're in Yemot HaMashiach. Speak to them about Mashiach Tzidken. When was the last time a person sat down with his children and spoke about Mashiach? Spoke about the Tzipiyah, Tzipita Lishua, you know, pining and longing for Mashiach. Speaking about the Beit HaMikdash. Speaking about Olam Haba. These are musagim that they're not going to get anywhere else. Even in Yeshiva, that's true, but the Ikar is from the house. The Ikar is from the house. So that's what I have to say for today, Rabotai. Have a wonderful day, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.